And Buckingham Palace describes President Bush's trip to Britain as the first state visit in history by a U.S. president to the United Kingdom. We asked Slate's Andy Bowers for an explainer on what is so special about state visits to the U.K. and why they're so unique.
First, don't worry. We'll try in a moment to clear up the controversy about whether this is, in fact, the first state visit to the UK by an American president. But let's start with some more general facts about how British monarchs greet heads of state. To be considered a state visit instead of just an official visit, the invitation must come from the monarch rather than the prime minister, and the trip must conform to a certain protocol. Basically, state visits are the biggest deal the king or queen can make over a foreign head of state. According to the official website of the British monarchy, state visit invitations are written in the Queen's own hand, or manu regia. They always last from a Tuesday to a Friday. The visiting head of state stays either at Buckingham Palace, as President Bush is doing, Windsor Castle, or sometimes at the royal residence in Edinburgh, Scotland, the Palace of Holyrood House. At the end of the first full day, the Queen holds a state banquet for the visitor. The guest list for tonight's is 160 names long, including about 30 members of the royal family. The following night, it's the visitor's turn to host a banquet. It will be a chance for Mr. Bush to introduce prominent Americans to the Queen. State visits also include a road trip to some part of Britain outside of London. The Queen usually only hosts two such trips a year, and they're doled out to leaders from all over the world. That fact and the time-consuming nature of such trips are the main reasons other American presidents haven't had the full treatment before now. And now to the controversy. Of course, American presidents frequently visit the UK when invited by the Prime Minister. Those trips also usually involve ceremonies and meals with the Queen. Two U.S. presidents have stayed as guests of the royal family before, Woodrow Wilson in 1918 and Ronald Reagan in 1982. But Buckingham Palace insists neither of those trips was a full state visit. On the other hand, the U.S. State Department website says Reagan's trip was, although Wilson's wasn't. U.S. officials now seem to be deferring to the palace and acknowledging this as the first.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You can submit your news-related questions to daytoday@npr.org and write explainer in the subject line, and someone from Slate will come along and explain.